Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BGNQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hello, KZN, and welcome to this week's show on the 12th of May, 2022. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and this week, guys, we are in for an absolute treat. This is one of the best weeks of fishing reports that I've ever had. I mean, we are about just over 30 episodes of our podcast series, and the fishing is absolutely epic. I mean, every one of my reporters has reported fishing being off the hook. It has been absolutely fantastic. We've got a mixed bag of species. Every area in KZN is fishing really well, except for maybe the Durban Harbor, but apart from that, everything, even our freshwater, we've got huge bass, we've got trout going off the hook, we've got salmon, we've got shark, kilbeck, kuta, dorado, tuna. I mean, every aspect of fishing in KZN is absolutely epic right now, and we are going to get into it. Starting off on the south coast with your areas like Port Edward, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelley Beach, and Port Shepston. Guys, the fishing is good, the weather conditions is good, the water's looking clear, and the species that are coming out are some nice-sized cob, the rockard, your bronze bream, few gray sharks, a couple hound sharks, and the shad is starting to make an appearance as well. On your offshore side, it's been a little bit quiet, but there is some snook in the inshore, and the bottom fishing is still pretty good. However, as every week, good luck getting past that tax man. So guys, all in all, anglers are reporting some very good catches down the lower south coast. It is looking very positive to fish there this weekend. I myself will be out there this weekend, and I will be giving you a first-hand report of what's been going on from there. Now, moving on midway to Durban, your areas like Rocky Bay, Pennington, Scottsborough, Umkumas. Guys, fishing is good. It is very good. I spoke to Mike, a very good reporter of ours, who's always got his ear on the ground, based in Scottsborough, and he was telling me that the cob is a lot. Every angler is catching cob that is fishing out there. Guys that went fishing to the point for gray sharks ended up catching cob, and all these fish have been caught with that 3, 4, and 5 inch jerk shad paddle tails. In between that, there's been some good catches off bronze bream in Rocky Bay. Two very nice size kingfish came out this past week. And for the offshore boys, there's the red eyes that are on the bite as well. So guys are getting some red eye sardine out there. So once again, these areas, as I mentioned at the start of the show, fishing very, very well. Now, what about Warner Beach and Amanzantoti? Well, unfortunately, we missed Gary this week due to illness, but we did get our reports telling us that the fishing in that area is still as good. Once again, catches off cob, many anglers are out there, lots of mixed bag of species. Oh, by the way, in those areas as well, there's also been a lot of five fingers being caught. So, guys, rock fishing, scratching, offshore, it is looking very, very good. Moving on to Durban, well, we've got Mike V with this week's fishing report, and this is what he had to say.
How's it, my buddy? Yeah, there are still some cob around on our coast. The oaks have been getting those 1 to 4 kilo size cob. They're not as wild as they used to be, but they are getting. Apparently, there's a couple spade fish this morning in the Mhlanga area. I couldn't get an exact spot as to where, but I saw a picture of one nice one from this morning, about 5 kilos, he said. A couple of grey sharks as well have popped up. Also, Mhlanga, Tinley, Blajal had a couple of greys on it. Tongod, Long Beach had a couple cob and some greys as well. The bay has been a little bit on the quiet side. I've seen one or two pictures of Gunter, quiet from what I understand. Offshore, there's been a lot of those shoal cob as well the guys have been getting. on the boats, there's been one or two snook starting. The guys told me yesterday they saw quite a few snook out there. And then on the deeper reefs, the normal bottoms are getting caught and still one or two big pigeons around. Thanks, my bro.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Fantastic report. Glad to know the fishing is continuing. So guys, now, as I mentioned at the start of the show, we are just over 30 episodes into our series. And I have just received a report from Jesse in the Kingfisher Bolito branch. And guys, I must say, this report is something that you have to listen to. It is one of the most detailed reports that I've heard since I've started the show. And guys, this report really captivated me, and I hope it does too. You take a listen and please provide us with some feedback as to what you think about it.
Morning, Vinesh. I've got some pretty exciting news for everybody this week, and that is based around the fact that the water is looking a lot better up on our north coast here. Bolito, Salt Rock, Tinley Manor, even all the way up to Tugela. The water is a lot cleaner than it was in the last couple of weeks, obviously after the flood. And along with the clean water has come an abundance of species, ranging from shad through to a couple of brusha even. We've had a lot of cob, a lot of salmon species around. So the snapper salmon, the cob, and one or two keelback in the mix as well, which is quite nice. And the guys have been catching on pretty much anything and everything. A lot of people have been catching on lure. Not that it's a common thing in our area here, but you know, you never know. It could be this year, you know. It just takes one good season of guys to hook a couple of fish on lure, and then a new trend starts. For example, the guys didn't always fish for cob at Blue Lagoon in the river on a little ultralight paddle tails and stuff like that. It was a very not commonly practiced presentation, and now it just seems to be one of the more popular presentation amongst the spinning guys. So you know, as soon as it starts to pick up on the north coast and the guys start to enjoy it, you know, I think Bolito up to Tinley Manor specifically has probably some of the, you know, the best possibilities of catching than anywhere else in the surrounding areas. Obviously going up to Tugela, you're going to catch a lot of fish on bait and a couple on lure as well, depending on water conditions. But yeah, I would strongly suggest and advise that the guys do try out some lures for cob in the side, especially if you're taking two rods down. You're going to put one out for the cob with, let's say for example, an octopus tentacle, one with a lure, you know, a bucktail jig, paddle tail, whatever you feel like using, whatever your confidence lies in. And I think it's definitely going to be one of the go-to presentations this season, especially considering a lot of people in our areas here like to travel a bit, you know. It's not that they sit down in one place and fish there the whole afternoon. Because Bolito itself is a massive fishing spot all the way down from Salmon Bay up to Sheffield, really, you know, and it's all within close proximity of one another. The guys do travel a bit, which is quite nice, especially if your spot is quiet, you want to try somewhere else. You can get in your car, travel 5 minutes, and the fishing can be completely different. So definitely something to do there, as far as your cob goes. As far as other species, like your bronze bream, there have been a couple trickling through. Again, the guys are not really targeting them. They're putting baits out for your small snapper salmon and stuff like that, just a general ground bait, and they are ending up hooking these fish, which is quite nice to see because it's quite early on in the season for them. They generally really make an appearance in our area here, you know, like the Bolito area, a little bit later on in winter, and their peak time here is in around August, so it's very good to see that we're getting a couple early on. And I think that it's going to be a really good season for bronze bream. I mean, we had a massive bronze bream season about 2 years back. Last year was a bit quiet, so we're hoping that it peaks again this year. And that's something that the whole family can do, go down there. And everybody can go down and catch their two fish of 30 centimeters each. And you got something to eat, and you can just release the rest. It's a good sporting fish. especially on a light rod, I use a 10.5 foot spinning rod with anything between 15 and 20 pound braid, small 1/0 chinu hook, three-way trace, little prawn on his bait, and off you go. Light tackle fun at its best. As far as the offshore fishing goes, the guys have been doing quite well as far as tuna go. A lot of yellowfin around. Obviously, depending on the weather, the launching has been up and down. But I definitely say with the water conditions clearing out, the tuna have moved back in, which is quite nice. Kuta, there have been one or two big ones around, and not a heck of a lot. It's been, the numbers have dwindled slightly, but I think at this stage, the guys have had a fairly good season, mate. They're not looking to catch a lot of kuta. They just want to get that one croc on the boat or on the ski, which is quite nice, especially considering the bigger fish that have been coming out are all between, 15 and 25 kilos, which is quite nice. And then as far as the bottom fishing goes on the boat, it's starting off very, very well. Continuing from the rock and surf perspective now, the salmon are not supposed to be moving through this early, but because of the rains and because of the eroded beaches and the dirty water, they've been pulled up prematurely. And just again, for the boats, we haven't seen cob action and snapper salmon action like this in a long time. One thing very important to remember is the guys need to stick to their limits. Even if it's a snapper salmon that has a limit of 10, don't take your 10. If you can take enough to get you some dinner for the night, go for it. But it is a species that we're going to have to look after going forward. And when they are biting this well, it is something that we have to consider. Anybody can get carried away. Just keep it safe for the environment, and just take one or two fish for the pot. That's all you need. Other than that, there are a lot of rock cod around as well. Been seeing some pictures and some stories there. So just all in all, very good fishing over the last week or two, actually. And it's only getting better. So yeah, good luck, guys. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. What a fantastic report. Absolutely detailed. I am still in awe about the guys catching keelback on lures. Wow. Who would have thought? But like as Jesse said, guys, it's the evolution of fishing. Things are changing. Who knows? Maybe in future, this is how we're going to be catching our keelback. And good information on the bronze bream, Jesse. Well done on that. And yes, thank you for touching on the topic of the salmon. Now, I have been seeing this over the past week, and I have been chatting with a few conservationists, as I have been horrified in seeing how the catches of the salmon over this past couple of weeks have been exploited. Guys, there are certain images floating around where anglers have a bucky load of salmon, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Do we really need to do that? Do you really need to have that amount of fish on you? I mean, these are pretty high-end vehicles, so you can see these anglers do not need to be taking that amount of fish to go and resell. I mean, this is just only going to hinder our future fishing. Our future generations will not have the spoils we have. And I've been chatting with a few conservationists over this past week, and we will be talking a lot more about this, because guys, the Garrick is coming and we are going to be having the same battle. We need to educate our fellow anglers. We need to educate our future generations on fishing appropriately. I mean, just take what you need, as Jesse was saying. And I've got Nick, who's coming on just now with a report of Mtanzini. And Nick has been seeing some of this as well. Guys, we really need to fish for the future. We need to fish for our future generations. The bag limits, the size limits are there for a reason. This research from guys that live and breed for our conservation, for fishing for the future. And we need to respect these if we are going to fish in the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. If we carry on exploiting our species and exploiting and not adhering to these bag and size limits, there is going to be nothing for us to catch in the future. So, yes, we are spoiled at the moment. We are really blessed in KZN with the fishing that is so good. But this is going to be for a limited time if we do not respect our environment. So guys, I plead to you, respect the bag and size limits. Just take what you need. Limit your catch, not catch your limit. And always think about how you are going to fish for the future. So now, to carry on with the fishing report off the North Coast, I have just received a report from my friend Ahmed this afternoon, and Ahmed says, cob off Tindy Manor High Rock in Balti Mouth, plenty of cob, but a lot of undersized cob, some decent shad and a few winter diamonds. Zinkwazi light tackle angling at the mouth, fun fishing for the kids, sandy point, grays and spinners, as well as the odd cob. Tugela mouth still very dirty, but the cob is on the bite over there as well. So basically, yes, there is a cob smash around, and I think I have just mentioned enough as to how we need to respect that. And someone else that's going to reiterate what I have been saying is Nick from Intanzini Banks, along with a fishing report, also his conservation message to you.
Good morning, Vinesh. If we start with the sea boat fishing, last weekend was very quiet, and not really surprised at that after the Cooper Classic, where the guys had two solid days of fishing. One boat went out to High Point. In fact, there were two or three boats in town out there, and the fishing wasn't very good at all. The guys must have caught all the fish from the Cooper Classic. One boat managed a small tuna and some small sardos. The other boat was nothing at all, and the other one I don't really know what happened. The chaps that went out to the wreck looking for snook ended up catching some nice cob, but they also got grassy kingfish, I think five, between the jet ski and the boat that was there. The nice size, you know, around 8-10 kilos. On the beach, shad, the spotted pompano, wave gators, people caught them. Those big saddleback puffers, as I call them. Those ones that can bite a hook in off. Those things are what's making up most of the catch. And a lot of undersized cob. Some of the cob are sort of 50, 55 centimeters, but it still remains undersized and they must go back. And I heard of an angler who cut a head off a cob. So he thinks the fish can't be identified. Just to remind the listeners that it is illegal to transport a fish with its head off. You can take the guts and gills out, but the head must remain on. And the tail, you know, the whole fish. I'm sure most responsible anglers know that. The river, it's still fishing and producing nice surprises and fishing well. River snapper, river bream, being the most targeted with the occasional baby honeycomb. It looks like they're going to be in the river for a while. The small grunters and small stumpies, please be careful with these. These guys are trying to eat their way to getting big as fast as possible, and they tend to be the ones taking most of your bait. The weather doesn't look too bad for the rest of the week, but I believe it's turning on the weekend. I'll keep an eye on that. Today, tomorrow, Friday, definitely good days for all facets of fishing. Have a nice weekend and a nice rest of the week, everyone.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Another fantastic and detailed report from you with regards to what's going on at Intanzini Banks. And now, what about Richards Bay? Well, we'd like to introduce Ellie in Richards Bay, who's our new correspondent. She's just joined us last week. And what a fantastic report from her. This is what Ellie had to say. This came in fresh on Wednesday evening, as we are coming to you on Thursday morning. Ellie just got off the water. She was fishing a competition out today, and she's also got her ears on the ground with everything else that's going on in Richards Bay. This is what she had to say.
Hi, Vinesh. It's Ellie from Richards Bay, back again with some good news for harbour fishing. The Garricks are smashing their razorbillies on Pelican Island, showing anglers they are here. My guys have been catching plenty of stingrays and snappers in the canal as well. And also there is another deep sea fishing competition for the police from KZN, where they have to go and catch bottoms that weigh at least 2 kg or more. And for game fish, that should be 5 kg and more. But competitions will be ending on Friday. Deep sea anglers actually have been struggling with game fishing and catching the bottoms instead. The salmon have been quiet, but the rubberlips are full up and getting taxed. But that's all for now. Tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ellie. Great to have you on board, and thank you for the fresh report. So, guys, the Garrick is in the Richards Bay Harbour. So, yeah, another good area to fish in KZN. But what about St. Lucia? Well, here's Jeff with a report from St. Lucia and Cape Vidal.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from St. Lucia, Fatbike Fishing. Yeah, the fishing has been not too bad of late. There's still quite a few kuta around. There's also been a sporadic day where the guys have caught quite a lot of snook. And then obviously your tuna and the bonnies are also around. And there's been one or two dorados, some of them of decent size, up at Cape Vidal. I believe the guys have been fishing well on the fishing skis. Once again, mainly kuta being the target fish. The guys on the boats have also been getting a few, but apparently the chaps on the skis have been getting tend to be finding the bigger ones. Until the next fish, everybody. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Another fantastic report. So, KZN, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the show, freshwater is also looking good if that's what you're trying your hand in. And who better to give us that news than Jan from Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hi there, Jan Carver here from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg reporting. We've had some great weather in the Midlands of late. And apart from a wee rain glitch that kept through the autumn curtain on Sunday, we are very happy to see that the recent improved state of weather is sticking around. We've had some pretty balmy days of late, and there are plenty of anglers out in full force making use of the good weather. Cool nights are helping with the water temperatures, and as mentioned last week, fish are feeding up, and there have been some proper slabs reported from both the bass and the trout anglers. So let's start with the bass boys. So reports I've seen in the last week from both Alberts and Midmar dams have had some proper bucket mouths listed. Local angler Clifton Saville fishing with his son Tristan on Alberts saw young Tristan break his PB twice last weekend, starting with a 3.95 kilo fish, followed by a 4.65 kilo, and the pair ending up with a bag of 18.5 kilos for four fish, and Tristan taking four of those five fish. Jeepers, well done guys, that's excellent. With the cooler water, Midmar is slowing down a little bit now, but if you find the spot, you can still get lucky, as local angler Kurt Henry found out last weekend with a tank of a fish which looked around to be about the 4 kilo mark. But, as is usually the case, these lucky anglers play their cards very close to their chest, and there was no mention made of the successful lures used. So get out there with your favorites and let's see those reports coming. Reports rolling in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club from both Stillwater and River. I've seen some excellent fish reported from both fronts. While the lower sections of the rivers are still quite high and some heavy stuff is required to get flies down to the fish, results are showing for themselves, but that is if you can hang on to the fish in the current. And there have been a few fishy tales of monsters lost so far in the past week. A reminder that we only have 2 and a bit weeks left of the river season, which closes officially on the 31st of May. So now is the time to get out if you want to get your river fix, which I will be doing this weekend. And I look forward to reporting on that next week. Stillwaters are saying that it's going to be a great winter season coming up. The size and the quality of the fish reported so far are nothing short of epic, with plenty of fish in the 40 to 50 centimeter range, some good numbers in the 50 to 60 centimeters, and the cream of the crop, another two fish in the 60 plus centimeter. That's 23 inches of trout. Those are cracking fish by anybody's margin. And as reported last week again, larger items are on the current feeding list, so that means woolly buggers, dragonfly patterns, minnow patterns in particular. June is going to be a mad start to the stillwater season with three events running over the first 3 weekends, and which I'm happy to report, all of which I'm fishing, and so I'm looking forward to reporting on those. Last month's monthly meeting of the Natal Fly Dirter Society had yours truly demonstrating a Jansen's Dragon, a very popular dragonfly nymph pattern from a good 20 years or so ago, but not seen commercially available in the shops for many a year. So, anyone interested in attending the fly tying meetings, pop into the Kingfisher at Pietermaritzburg and come and chat to me. We also have the widest range in local fly tying materials available in the Midlands. So if you're interested in this finer side of the art of fly fishing, come and pop into the Midlands. So we'll keep this report short for the moment. Great weather. Time to get out there. Throw a line. Tight lines, y'all. See you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. What a fantastic report. And wow, some proper slabs of bass and trout out there. And well done to Tristan. It's certain that is Tristan Saville with those 18 kgs of bass amongst four fish. Wow. Guys, as we said at the start of the show, KZN is absolutely fantastic with the fishing at the moment. We are super blessed to be on these grounds, and I cannot wait for the weekend to start so I can get out there and experience all that our correspondence has been reporting on over this past week. And with that being said, that brings us to the end of this week's show. Guys, I hope you found it informative. I hope we helped get you into the right feeding zones. And as always, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. Guys, don't forget, pop into the tackle store, speak to the expert salesman, go onto their websites to check out their trading hours, and support those that support you. For Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green, and always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.